So Bhishma, if Karna is culpable at that time in Draupadi's disrobing, isn't Bhishma also culpable? Yes, Bhishma is also culpable at one level, but Bhishma was not the instigator. It is Karna who is the instigator. So essentially, the way the sequence of events happened is that Dhritarashtra was persuaded by Shakuni and Duryodhana that let's have the gambling match. Vidura, Bhishma, all of them opposed it, but Dhritarashtra was the king, so his will prevailed. And in the gambling match took place, Shakuni kept inciting Yudhishthira to gamble more and more. And eventually, he gambled and lost his brother, then he lost himself. And then Shakuni instigated him to gamble Draupadi also. And Yudhishthir, he was horrified. What have I done? I have lost everything. And he started thinking, all the time was thinking, at least now. How can... He knew that Shakuni was a better gambling player than him. And right at the beginning only, he had opposed. See, why had he opposed? Shakuni had made gambling practically like his profession. So, you know, say in some sports like boxing or even tennis. See, there are amateur tennis players and there are professional tennis players. So, amateurs play with amateurs and professionals play with professionals. So, actually the original gambling match was supposed to be between Yudhishthir and Duryodhana. So, to have Yudhishthir pitted against Shakuni, that itself was like having an amateur play with a professional. It was unfair. And another point was that further it was wrong in the sense that it was not just, okay, an amateur playing against a professional is also okay. Sometimes it may happen like that. But here it was a match between amateurs and the professional playing instead of the amateur. So, it is like, you know, two friends decide that let's have a boxing match. And these friends come here and suddenly one of the friends, you know, there he gets somebody like Mike Tyson over there in his place to fight. That would be a rigged match. So Yudhishthira objected. And then the Kauravas, they just jeered and said, if you are afraid to play with us, don't play with us. You don't need to play. But Yudhishthira's point was not that a matter of fear. It was a matter of what is right or wrong. But throughout it all, Dhritarashtra remained silent. And then when Draupadi was gambled and lost, at that time Draupadi, she raised the question that if Yudhishthira had already gambled himself and lost himself, how can he gamble me? If he is not his own master, then how can he be my master to gamble me? And at that time when she raised this question, the question should have been answered by Dhritarashtra. And Dhritarashtra, he remained silent. So then the responsibility fell on Bhishma. Now Bhishma, he replied that, oh Draupadi, that amidst such a crisis, you are recollecting Dharma and you are reminding this assembly of the principles of Dharma. This shows how glorious your character is. He appreciated her at that time. And then he said, actually, there are two principles here and I am unable to decide which is the higher principle. The first principle is that a person who has lost himself does not own anything. So that person cannot gamble anything. At the same time, this is the husband, the wife belongs to the husband. So I don't know which is the higher principle. That's why I cannot give any judgment. And nobody else spoke over there. So from the in the scriptures itself, there is a mistake or a blemish which is called as Niyamagraha. Niyamagraha means sticking to the letter of the law while forgetting the spirit of the law. So, actually Draupadi, you know, she used a technicality to try to put off a travesty, put off something which is atrocity. So, it was not whether Yudhishthira was his own master or not. It was that, how could a full assembly not see something wrong in the dishonoring of a honorable woman like that? So, Bhishma definitely was at flaw over there. But the magnitude of the flaw was not that much because he never instigated anything. So he, because he had chosen long ago that he would remain faithful to the monarch. So that he remained faithful. Now was it wrong? Yes, it was wrong. But again, there is a wrong of which we are a part and there is a wrong of which we are a cause. So the two are different. So Bhishma did commit an error over there. It was an error of judgment, but he was a part of it, whereas Karna was practically the cause of it. It was he who suggested Draupadi with this robe. And there's, so this is from the point of view of ethics. From another perspective, this whole pastime was done by, was arranged by Krishna to demonstrate how in this world we have no protector ultimately except Krishna. So Draupadi, she had five protectors and yet she was rendered helpless. So life is so complex in this world that no matter how many material arrangements of protection we may make, it is our duty to make material arrangements for protection, but no matter how many arrangements we may make, still things can go wrong. And we have ultimately no protector apart from Krishna. So that is the lesson through which is taught through this pastime. That is from the transcendental perspective. And for teaching this lesson, Krishna arranged for the characters to act in particular ways. So otherwise, how did Yudhishthira gamble so much? Now, how could Bhishma, who is so learned in morality, how did he get caught in the technicality? How did he not understand the basic principle being violated over there? So that is from the transcendental perspective. So when there are great characters involved, we don't judge them as right or wrong. We focus on what we learn from them. So for a character like Bhishma, who is a great devotee, we understand that Krishna orchestrated him. But still, what was done over there from the circumstantial perspective was definitely not right. Does that answer your question? Thank you. You had one more question? Yeah, probably.